From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Hillary Clinton's video appearance on the convention big screen last night opened with digitized glass shattering, with her campaign's producers well aware of the symbolism of the glass ceiling for women shattering at the highest levels of U.S. politics. The focal length widened to show Clinton with some youngsters.
If there are any little girls out there who stayed up late to watch, let me just say, I may become the first woman president, but one of you is next. Thank you all. I can't wait to join you in Philadelphia. Thank you.
First woman nominee for president from a major American political party. Let's put this into wider context. Also in Philadelphia, let's bring in Nancy Rothbard, professor of management at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School, who notes there's still another glass ceiling to break even for the nominee.
It's still not fully broken. First of all, you have to win to break it. But secondly, in other arenas of American life, this is still a very prevalent problem. When we look at the business world, for example, there are a lot of women who have entered the workforce, who are engaged in very productive activity at the lower levels of the organization, as well as starting to be in the managerial levels of the organization. But once you start to get up into the upper echelons, which are really the kind of very high-level vice president and director roles, then you really start to see fewer and fewer women.
Well, it's almost a parallel with the Hillary Clinton example, right? Because you think of Mary Barra at General Motors, you think of IBM. These may be examples that don't tell the wider story.
Absolutely. So there are examples, as you say, of women in these roles, but they're not so prevalent. And when you look at the statistics, it's actually quite challenging problem because these numbers have been there for a few years now. And I think initially people were thinking, oh, this is going to really change and we've broken through. But in fact, the numbers have plateaued in recent years. This is really still a very, very challenging problem that we're facing.
So for larger organizations, smaller organizations that want the best people at the top that will include women, what is some of the state-of-the-art thinking about changing this persistent cultural feature of women not getting to the top?
Unfortunately, we don't have great solutions. One of the thoughts in recent years has been that we really need to encourage sponsorship of women. And sponsors are people who, additionally, will advocate for you, who are there to say, you know, this person is going to be a star, and we really need to develop this person. And so they need to put their thumb on the scale for you and really try to help get you the opportunities that will put you on that path.
You're not just talking about this in this interview. You're living it. There's the news that you're the first woman chair of the management department at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania.
Yes. I was July 1. I became the first woman chair of the management department, which, thank you, which is the one of the largest departments at Wharton. And people have noted this. It's not that it's gone unnoticed. It's been very salient to many people. Well, because I'm the first. It's unusual. It's been a very long time. The Wharton School has been around since the 1880s.
Dr. Rothbard, did you have a mentor keeping an eye out along with you?
So I did. I had more than one. And I had both male and female mentors and sponsors along the way. And I think that was absolutely important for me in my career. And I think it will continue to be important.
Nancy Rothbard is the new chair of the management department at the Wharton School. Dr. Rothbard, thank you for this.
Thank you so much, and have a great day.